Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Kind. Dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. You are listening to this program, Lantern, from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of Lantern, we'll listen to an interesting story. A lion had been watching three bullocks feeding in an open field. He had tried to attack them several times, but they had kept together and helped each other to drive him off. The lion had little hope of eating them, for he was not watch for three strong bullocks with their sharp horns and hooves. But he could not keep away from that field, for it is hard to resist watching a good meal even when there is little chance of getting it. Then one day the bullocks had a quarrel, and when the hungry lion came to look at them and lick his chops as he was accustomed to do, he found them in separate corners of the field as far away from one another as they could get. It was now an easy matter for the lion to attack them one at a time, and this he proceeded to do with the greatest satisfaction and relish. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. And the Holy Quran and the necessity of integration. As we know, in all communities, and there are some common points and shared cultural traits. And at the same time, some fractions of the same community may appear not to share in some respects with each other. However, in this regard, we find that in the Holy Quran, the case of integration and integrity have always been insisted. In the Holy Quran, it's meant that not only all Muslims, but also all people should believe in the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because so long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatched prophets for all people, and the aim of dispatching prophets to all peoples and all nations, all communities, has been one and the same, to invite everybody to believe in the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the basic building block in the formation and in the development of all religions. As such, it's indicated that all divine religions share in one and the same doctrine and principle, that is the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, the other point that should be indicated is that all the divine prophets, whether major prophets or minor prophets, all of them have come to invite people to two basic articles of faith. One of them is the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and another one is belief in the day of resurrection and the day of judgment. So we find that on the one hand, belief in the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the building block or the foundational stone of all the divine religions, and at the same time, belief in the day of judgment and in the final day acts as a barrier against all people not to commit wrongdoings against people and not to commit oppression against other people. Based on this, we find that all the divine religions have been directed into one and the same path as delineated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another parameter in this regard is that in the Holy Quran, the cases of differences and discrimination amongst other peoples has been highlighted. in the Holy Quran, it's indicated that never try to be like those former nations, peoples, who got dispersed and they insisted on the differences. And since they've insisted on the differences and they got dispersed, they lost their own power, because this in this social power comes after belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then it rests upon integrity. Since it's related to integrity, we find that this integration is a very important and seminal common point and social bondage that keeps all people together. According to leading Quran exegetes, the Jews and Christians were amongst those people who insisted on their own differences, on the differences and discriminations and, the discrepancies, among available in their own communities.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So we find that they got dispersed, in the former stages of their own development. At the same time, it's indicated here when people, when people get integrated with each other, little by little they come to forget their own differences, and they come to develop very important ideas regarding their own future. Not only regarding their own future, but also regarding the future of all other nations. Again, imagine that, for example, even in some industrially leading communities and countries, we find that despite some differences among them, the greater and top-ranking policymakers and leaders have shaped the companies in such a way that despite all the differences certainly available among them, they've been leading a certain path. And because of this, they've made great improvements in the industries. It's not proper to talk about social status, or, for example, the status of social moralities among them. Now here, for the time being, stress is on the industrial development. At the same time, clinging to the bond of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very much important, as indicated in the Ayatul Kursi in the Holy Quran. When the Holy Quran says "wa'tasimu bihablillah," it means that you stick or cling very fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that, this is of course a metaphor. However, it means that everybody, not all communities in general, but individually speaking, all people are expected to appeal to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to get united with each other, and together with each other they should be united around the pillar of the Islamic religion. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.